That was Rod Cohn. Before that, MC Mr. Napkins. And on the phone, Dino Stamatopoulos. How's it going, Dino?
I'm good. I'm drunk again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
about all that.
It wouldn't be a Dino interview if you weren't drunk.
I know. Sorry about everything. I'm just walking around Hollywood. I'm going to every burger place. There's like 21 burger places, and I'm just trying like a bite of their burgers and throwing the rest out. And then drinking a bunch of vodka.
Excellent.
And making notes about it, because my friends and I are going to do a big burger run in a couple of weeks.
So are you doing this alone, or do you have people with you?
I'm just doing it alone. I'm the loneliest burger eater alive.
I would come with you if I was out in Hollywood.
You got to call me if you come out, because I got no friends.
Okay, I will.
All right.
So... Now, I think the last time we talked on the air was like June, before Mary Shelley's Frankenhole aired, and it aired. Is there going to be a second season? Do you know?
Here's what's going on. We're writing. They okayed. They said they picked it up, but it's kind of unofficial, because if I feel like if I show them the scripts and they hate them, they're going to cancel it.
Okay.
So, and that's, you know, I mean. I should probably shut up right now, but
okay.
I'm trying my best.
Now, whatever happened with the Mother Teresa episode, Mother Teresa? Was that just completely banned?
Yeah, apparently we could show Mother Teresa like emitting a baby out of her cunt. Oh, sorry, I forget. I'm not allowed to swear on this. Right?
That's right. I dumped it. Don't worry.
All right.
Out of her, we can show Mother Teresa pushing a baby out of her C word. Okay, continue.
Yeah, but we can't say that she wants an abortion. So
okay.
That was what that whole episode was about, and it also shows her like having. See, the whole idea of the episode was that Mother Teresa is a humanitarian, and she just can't say no to people.
Right.
So when people say I want to have sex with you, she's like, oh no, okay, I'll do it, and you know, she has sex with them even though she doesn't like it. It's against her religion, but you know, I think that's what a real saint is. It's like,
I think so
someone
too.
Someone who goes against their religion. I think Jesus probably went against his religion, and that's what made him. The major symbol of Western religion right now.
And, you know, the show accurately portrayed Jesus as Andy Dick. I think that was brilliant.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually thinking of rethinking that. I kind of want him to play.
Oh, you're breaking up. What did you say?
Oh, sorry. I kind of want Dan Harmon. You know Dan Harmon?
It sounds familiar. Who is he?
Created Community. He's like a brilliant guy.
Okay.
He's very zen and intellectual and a narcissist.
Okay.
And I thought he'd be a perfect Jesus. Like, Andy's not smart enough to be a Jesus.
Okay.
He's not in tune with himself.
What if there was like a young Jesus and an old Jesus and they had to battle or something?
You know what? I think they're probably... If you really want to dig into this whole thing, I think there were probably like 8 Jesuses running around at the same time. And whoever was writing the Bible was like, this is too confusing. I'm just going to combine them all into one huge being. Yeah. I always wanted to do a movie called The 7 Jesuses, where it's like, you know, they were just all spread out all over, the Middle East. And someone just wanted to just document spirituality in some way.
What if you add another Jesus, and then Mary is actually, the Virgin Mary is actually Octomom?
Ah, oh, well.
There you go.
I think you're going to make more money than I ever will.
I'm sure that chick will do a movie.
Yeah. See, you got the producer mentality.
I'm sure she's got enough room to fit 8 Jesuses inside her for the shoot too. After all this,
well, yes. I mean, look, everyone does,
right? Oh, man. So now you've been on Community a lot. That's really great.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a question? Is this, because I can't remember, is this like a special show?
Yeah, this is the 2-year anniversary of Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah.
I didn't remember what it was, but I remember there was something. So,
and that's all that
quit
counts.
Quit being my girlfriend and quit yelling at me.
No, I definitely appreciate you calling in. I'm really hoping that we see some more Frankenhole. I heard something that you've got a new production company and you're doing. I know you did the Community episode. Do you have any other stuff in the works?
Yeah, we did the Community episode, and much bigger than that, we did a Little Caesars commercial.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was everywhere. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't even there for the shooting of that. Apparently it took 5 days, and we just did it for a half a month's rent. So,
but, that's great.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, we want to eventually turn it into a place where it's a factory for creative people to come and pitch things and work with us and help us with our material and, you know, before it gets too huge and then becomes a dinosaur and everyone hates us.
Right.
But I think that's a long way off. We could barely make rent now.
You never know.
No, you never know.
All right. I guess the question is, now, if Frankenhole for some reason does not get picked up, which I would not understand because it's an amazing show, would you guys continue to make it since you have the studio and everything?
No.
No?
No. No, I wouldn't make it because the reason to make it is because Adult Swim is giving us the money. I have other ideas that I would rather create if we're creating them under the studio's money and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get into more of like third season Moral Laurel, that kind of dark black comedy. Yeah.
Now, what if Adult Swim's not into it? Wouldn't FX pick up something like that? Because they're kind of becoming more hip to the darker humor kind of stuff.
It's very difficult to take a show that someone else passed on. It's like, this. I don't really want to have sex with this girlfriend. Do you want to have sex with her? It's that kind of mentality. It's like,
yeah.
Well, no. I don't want 5 seconds.
Well, so. You know, like Family Guy came back and now it's huge. I heard like Beavis and Butthead's coming back. Maybe there's a demand for more Oral.
Well, it would have to be a network like Adult Swim that got excited about it, you know, and just picked it up. I don't think Adult Swim would cancel it and go, hey, you know what, we'll just play the rerun. You know, although they did it with Moral Laurel, but I don't know, no one really likes my shows.
I do.
Well, by no one I mean most people.
Okay. So. Well, I think they're great shows, and remember, if there is a second season of Moral Aura, I have to be in the special thanks for my resume.
Yeah, Frankenhole. Yeah.
And yeah. I'm a voice actor now. I can do voices.
You'll be in every special thanks, but you got to remind me, will you?
Okay. But I am a legit voice actor. I got a real gig over the summer. So if you're looking for a voice actor who can do their own voice, I'm your guy.
Here's what I love about you, that you're humiliating yourself in front of all your listeners right now.
That's what got me the 2 years, you know, self-sacrifice. It's interesting to hear.
I almost want to give you a part now.
Oh, you really should. No, I starred in a motion comic by Dark Horse called The Secret, and I played a guy named Tommy, and I had to do my own voice. And I killed a guy.
Listen to him, people. He's shameless.
Yeah.
How many listeners do you have, by the way?
I have no idea. I do have a website now, though, so people, I'm getting a lot of listeners that way for listening to back interviews.
All right. I'm just asking because my ear hurts against this phone, so I'm like, is this even worth it?
It's worth it.
I know. You're a nice guy.
And you're a nice guy. I love having you call in.
Yeah. Well, what else? Come on. I got time.
What do you want to talk about?
Can I get a Kettle on the Rock? No lime? Thanks. I walked into another bar.
Oh, okay. You know, yeah. Speaking of Andy Dick, I called him the other day, and he actually picked up.
Oh, he did? So, okay. Yeah, tell the whole story. This is going to be good.
I sent out a crap load of emails to people to see if they'd call in and do something for this 2-year anniversary show. Most people just did not respond, but you gave me Andy Dick's number once, and I've called him numerous times. He's never picked up, and so just out of the blue, I'm like, I'll give him a call. He picks up, and I'm like, hi, Andy? He's like, hi. I was like, this is Ethan. I'm a radio DJ.
Discs do you spin?
So then I was like, I've interviewed Dino. He said that you might be interested in an interview. And he's like, oh, yeah, how's it going? And then he went on to tell me that he was going to be on Community that night and that I should tell everyone.
Yeah, and is he going to do your show?
He said that he's very busy for 3 weeks doing a lot of interviews, but I should give him a call in 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, good luck.
So we'll have to see about that.
Yeah. I was thinking about Andy today. I realized Andy, there are two things about Andy Dick. He thinks the world is against him, and he hates being wrong.
Okay.
So he's well on his way to being right about everything. And he's creating his own future for himself.
Now, are you a fan of Employee of the Month? I just saw that on TV the other day.
I'm not even sure what that is.
You don't know what Employee of the Month is?
No.
It's a movie starring Dane Cook, Jessica Simpson, and Andy Dick.
Oh, my God. Is there a little wonder why I don't know about it?
You really don't know? You're I thought you and Andy Dick were good friends.
Friends is, first of all, yes, I love Andy. I don't want him to die. Is okay. That a friend? That's where it ends with me. I'm not looking into his IMDb page, okay. Ever.
Are you at least interested? Would you go check out the movie? It's a good movie.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I enjoy really? It. I think it's a good movie.
With Dane Cook, Jessica Simpson, and Andy Dick?
And Harlan Williams and Dax Shepard.
Really? It's good?
I think it's good.
All right.
Check it out. Well, let me know what you think.
I'll probably try and... I'll probably try to see it.
Just watch the trailer. Just look it up on YouTube.
Okay. I'll try to remember the name of the show.
I will post the trailer on your Facebook wall.
Just text me it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, Dino, I'm going to let you get back to drinking and biting burgers.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for thinking of me. And sorry, I'm a jerk.
You're not a jerk.
No, I am. Look me up on IMDb.
Why?
The first movie that comes up is The Jerk by Steve Martin.
Oh.
And it's about Dino.
Were you in The Jerk?
No, I wasn't. I'm just drunk and joking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I really don't know what I'm talking about.
That's all right. Dino, yeah. Thanks a lot. It's always a blast having you on.
All right, thanks.
All right, enjoy. Talk to you later. Bye. Oh, man, that was Dino Stamatopoulos. What do you think of that, Jason?
Drunk guests are the best guests.
Yes. I think you and him are the only two people who've been very drunk on the air.